This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term this evening. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The swearing-in ceremony will begin at 7:15 this evening. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremasinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu, Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagnauth, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, will attend the ceremony. President of Maldives and Sri Lanka, Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Nepal and Bhutan arrived in New Delhi for the ceremony this afternoon. Prime Minister of Bangladesh and Vice President of Seychelles had arrived yesterday. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from 6:45 this evening onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashwani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashwani. For the first time, capital Akashwani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all the primary channels and local radio stations in these states. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed tomorrow. This decision aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicle movement restrictions in the area. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday. Earlier, it was decided to be held on Monday. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The swearing-in ceremony will be held after the meeting of 78-member BJP's legislature party in presence of central observers. Actions have shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call on it. Congress Parliamentary Party CPP Chairperson Sonia Gandhi today said that the party's members in parliament have increased significantly. Addressing the gathering at the CPP meeting in New Delhi, she said that not only is Congress a large contingent in the Lok Sabha, but it is also bolstered by the strength of the INDIA bloc partners. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will meet Delhi Water Minister Atishi tomorrow at 11 a.m. In a social media post, Raj Nivas said that Mr. Saxena has asked officials to ascertain actual position of water released by Himachal Pradesh and Haryana. He also asked them about measures taken to check wastage and leakage of water in the national capital and the status of distilling Wazirabad Reservoir as directed by the Supreme Court. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, West Indies beat Uganda by 134 runs in a Group C match at Providence Stadium in Guyana today. Chasing the target of 174 runs set by the West Indies, Ugandan batsmen were bundled out at a paltry 39 runs in 12 overs. West Indies bowler Akhil Hussain, with career best figures of 5-11, held the joint lowest team total in the Men's T20 World Cup. In 2014, the Netherlands were dismissed by 39 by Sri Lanka. In the second match, Team India will face arch rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. IST. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final of the French Open tennis in Paris today. While the 21-year-old Alcaraz is seeking his third Grand Slam title, it would be the first for 27-year-old Zverev. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of the Central Arabian Sea, some parts of North Arabian Sea and Maharashtra, including Mumbai today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy falls over South Konkan, Goa, South Madhya Maharashtra, coastal and north interior Karnataka till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.